Zadam Carrico, and you're listening to 60 Frames Per Second, Episode 13. This is a podcast about the latest in the video game world. In today's episode, we are talking about a ton of stuff, with accumulation from almost 2 weeks of news. We've got everything from next-gen launch, availability for the 360, pictures, movies, and more for the 360, things people would do with donations to a 360, well, a lot of 360. Also, we have some Game Boy DS customization and vibration. We also have some PS3 news and Revolution hopes. Get ready, because you're running at 60 frames per second. Welcome back to episode 13 of 60 FPS. It might as well be 360 FPS today because we're talking about a ton of stuff from the 360. It's launched in almost everywhere now. And since it's been 2 weeks, we're going to have a lot of stuff about it. That intro music was from podcastthemes.com. Though this is another of his free-for-everyone tunes, not the real deal. It's been a couple of weeks since the last episode, but all is well. I know this episode is a little late, and that is mostly because I didn't have a mic to use until Tuesday night. The episode is gonna be huge. It has so much stuff that Firefox crashed when I looked through all the stuff I might use for this episode. Now, this browser is the one that handles all 52 of my home pages easily at startup, and loads them on my connection in 3 or 4 minutes, with some popping up fully at around 30 seconds, which I look at for the rest of the load. Whenever I do my podcast, I have all the stuff that is possibility to talk about, and I just kind of sift through them, and I had tons of stuff lined up, and at one point I used two Firefox browsers together, because it doesn't let you scroll through the tabs that are on, like, past the X button, but that doesn't work together, and they just crashed a lot. Anyway, at the time of last recording, the 360 wasn't out, but whenever this upload was, the 360 was out. So it was kind of in between. Now it is officially upon us. News everywhere from every medium have gone crazy. Stories have popped up in the papers, TV, internet, and now people who knew nothing of the console think they know everything now from all the news. Most of it's false, though. I'll be talking about that later. Let's go ahead and start with all the 360 news so I can put it away right here at the beginning. Of course, launch is upon us, and many, 400,000 to be exact, have their 360s or are playing them. I don't, since I wasn't really that smart and didn't pre-order. Weeks before launch, speculation was that there wouldn't be enough consoles to meet demand. I was, you know, kind of skeptical about this. I thought it was just something, like a little marketing thing, but Peter Moore says it wasn't, and I kind of trusted him, but not enough to where it really mattered to me. I thought there was still going to be enough in weeks to follow. But I should have been thinking about this. I mean, is this really something new with every launch? People, including me, should have been better prepared and know, because it happens when every new console launches. eBay has had sales of 360s, and over 40,000 have been sold. That's 10% of all the Xboxes that have been sold in the launch day. I mean, people are just buying these things, selling them online, getting tons. Right now, prices are well above normal, with premiums going at around like $800 on average at the time of recording, and cores at $500 or $600. Launch day, they were going for upwards of $2,000, one of which that was well over $3,000, and it was just a plain premium package, no extra controllers or games. Why would anybody pay this much to get a console? Most people who bought these just wanted money. I mean, that is a possible extra 40,000 Xboxes that could have been for the public and not sold for extreme amounts of money. If you don't have one, your best bet is to call every one of your local retailers daily. Yeah, I know, it's a pain. I've sat on hold for like 20 minutes just to get somebody to say, no, we don't have any. And then every other question, I don't know. Half the workers don't even know what they're talking about. I currently am calling Best Buy more frequently, since they are getting more than other stores are with their, like, relationship with Microsoft. If you call and get the, we aren't supposed to get any until March of next year, which I got in a store in Illinois, just correct them, since stores are getting them every week. That isn't just a random thought that I'm hoping or a rumor, that's from Major Nelson's blog, and if he says something, listen to him. And he said they're shipping them weekly. I trust Major Nelson enough to, you know, say that that's what's going to be happening. They're going to be shipping them weekly. Rumor currently has it that the shipments of the 16th to Best Buy's will not have the bonus mini media remote, so I'm going to try and get one before then for the extra goodies and all. The rumor right there came from a newsletter, the Industry Insider newsletter, and I've never seen this before. It looked kind of legit, and there was a lot of other stuff on it. It is going to be a big pain to get one, but once you do, I bet you'll all love it. Some people have gotten their 360s for free from various contests and status among media. For all you Hex 168 winners, good job. Some of those videos were amazing. I saw some on MTV, which seems to be getting really a lot of game stuff on it. There's one that was a Monty Python coconut horse video, and it was a really good parody of that. Zombie dodgeball, and some dudes dressing as bears in the wild, and that was just kind of crazy. My personal favorite that should have won was the Battle of 168, where they got all these different people in these two groups, and they'd all dressed up, and they just ran toward each other, and then it just stops and then goes, and they're all on the ground dead, and I thought it was pretty cool, but they didn't win. All of the Hex people who won got free 360s before launch, and on top of that, a trip to Zero Hour. Some people didn't even have to enter a contest for a free console, though. One special launch event in Hollywood had movie stars and the like around, and each were given 360s, and their picture was taken as a kind of ad, so they could say Paris Hilton has got one. And, of course, one person at the event was Paris Hilton. As if she didn't already have enough money. For a 20-minute appearance at a party, it cost $200,000 for her to come. That's just crazy. I'll go to any event you pick. You want me to go to it, I'll go for a whole week and just charge you $100,000. Half of that. I won't even take a 360. I guess when you're rich and famous, the only thing you need more is more money and fame. Other celebrities of sorts appeared in places as well, with Bill Gates appearing at a Best Buy in Washington. They said he played PGR 3 against visitors, and nobody knew if he was good or not. I wonder if he was. He might be good at a racing game. Other people got free 360s too, but these people deserve them greatly. Everyone on the Xbox 360 team got special consoles that were different than your normal thing. Two people posted their pictures on Flickr, John Picaro and Larry Erb, or as many know him, Major Nelson. These things are just incredibly sweet. The top and bottom grills are painted green, along with the hard drive. The faceplate is like a super special one that looks really nice, and you have to just see it to get grasp how great this thing is. The hard drive chrome part on the top says a custom message like November 22nd, 2005 or Major Nelson. The controller also has a green custom paint job with a few notations on it as well. And actually, the controller is one of the coolest parts of the console on this. I bet a few of these will pop up on eBay for thousands of dollars in a few years. That is kind of like the original Xbox launch console for team members only, but you had to pay for that one. They also weren't as flashy, they were just kind of the green ones, like the Halo Special Editions, and on the jewel, it just said, good job, Bill Gates. It came with some games, memory cards, controllers, and a lot of extra stuff, peripherals. Pictures for all of that will be in the show notes. Not all of the launch festivities were plentiful with money, free Xboxes, and marshmallow Bing Bag chairs if you went to Zero Hour. Some people were waiting in line just to get a chance at the new console. And if you've seen any videos online, or on the news, or if drove by them or was one of them, you know how horrible it is. I have waited in line for a Star Wars movie before, and I didn't really wait terribly long, but still, it was just crazy. And of course, that was in the middle of May last year. What if it's in the middle of winter? These guys are freezing cold. To ease the pain, a group of friends were waiting at a Best Buy. They hooked up their Xbox projector to a car battery, and they hooked up their Xbox to a projector, and they were all hooked to a car battery, and played games on the side of the building. They played games like Halo 2, Fusion Frenzy, and Geometry Wars. They said a few near collisions happened from people watching the game, and I bet if I was there, then I probably would have about ran into their truck. It really seems fun until they got a 360 to play, but then they couldn't play that on the wall because it would suck out your car battery with that huge brick. I also have pictures of a normal Best Buy launch with the poor people online. Links to that as well. Another few gamers from SmashMyXbox.com got $430 in donations, and they stayed in line for a few days just so they could buy an Xbox 360 and then proceed to destroy it in front of all the